SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome into the Sports Zone here on a little rainy Sunday in Tampa Bay, but we need the rain, so we'll take it. Just be safe out there driving. My friends, the first responders, really don't want to have to, you know, take care of you being silly, speeding in this weather and getting into an accident. Okay, they'd rather have it be a mellow Sunday. Shout out to those fellas and women that do a great job for us. And then also, the first military, the guys on the ground and the gals, baby, fighting and rocking it. Okay, God bless them. Okay, they do a lot for this community, and we greatly appreciate it. Okay, and then our policemen out there, you know, they don't want to be writing tickets in this type of weather, so don't act foolish. Okay, please, let's be smart. They just want to get home safe, just like all of us. We don't have to knock our policemen and women out there trying to do a good job. So, big shout out to our firemen. It's weird. These type of weather situations can sometimes lead to fire also. I don't want these guys having to fight fires and you know, lose lives and property and everything of that nature. So our firemen and women out there doing a heck of a job. So with that being said, that's heartfelt thanks to those folks that people don't realize. They're a little underpaid, okay, and underappreciated, and they do a great job for our communities. All right, in studio with me, Josh Levinson of FanDuel. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
We're going to have a fun time, Josh and I, talking about basketball, football, and baseball. Just some different things out there to make you think and contemplate. And also hockey. Interesting draft pick we made. I like the kid, but we're going to have to talk about his attitude and personality a little bit. Might be a little over the top. And also, don't forget that we'll talk about tennis, too. We'll see if anybody collapses today who has a little sometimes mental breakdowns. And, you know, I just don't get that. And that doesn't endear you to the people either. I'll never forget, and we'll get to that in a second.
It doesn't endear you to the people? John McEnroe isn't a lovable figure?
No, he is now.
Yeah, now he is.
He is now.
Not then. They hated him, Josh. It was terrible. And that's Scott Levinson chiming in. And he's going to do more than chime in November. He's going to win the District 1 County Commissioner, you know, job. So that's what we want from him to come through. Now, Scott, you're not going to let us down, right? You're going to win this thing this time? I mean, it was a dead heat last time, and you were a gentleman, and you bowed out gracefully, whereas there better not be any bowing out gracefully this time.
Is that what we call gentlemen these days? He's not a quitter for bowing out gracefully?
No, because then it would have been crying sour grapes, even though he might have had some wine to be legitimate with, but we'll let that go.
Well, you know, it is funny on that real quick, not sports, but I guess politics is a sport.
It is a blood sport.
It is. FanDuel does, you all take bets on elections, don't you?
No, you're not allowed in the United States, too.
Right. You have to do it overseas, okay. But okay. Yes, they do.
All right, but you know, it's when our past president complained that he thought he won and everything, and it was the worst thing in the world. But you look at the local, and people are more like, you should have done this. But here's how I look at it. Being an old football coach, it is what it is. Put your game plan, tweak it, work a little harder, and righteous will happen. And I think the differences this time are so clear.
Yes.
I mean, that you look at this country, 82% of the country thinks we are going south. the wrong way. We've never seen numbers like this. I don't care if you want to say the news people are skewing it. I don't care if you skew it 20 points. We've never seen numbers like this. People want to change. People want different. People want to run their country. They are tired of working for the politicians they elect. And it's time to say bye-bye from High Life.
There you go, brother. Time for a new regime, to say the least. We're going to have a new regime here with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh. A lot of guys leaving, man. We'll get a few coming in, but I'm curious to how that's going to play out this year. I'm curious to, what is FanDuel? Have they done anything in the realm of how many wins the Bucs are going to have this year?
Yeah, we're sitting, they've got us right around that 10 win mark, or 10, 11 wins, I should say. So you got like 10 and a half, 11, 11 and a half in some locations.
Sure.
So that, and again, you know, kind of that it, our division versus our out of conference or out of division schedule. We've got to deal with Rodgers, Mahomes. We've got some tough teams outside. And, you know, we talked about the Panthers don't have a quarterback. You know, they just got Baker or whatever this week.
Hey, that's Baker Mayfield, baby.
You know, the Saints have Jameis, who Tampa tends to have strong opinions about. And the Falcons are kicking the tires on Mariota. But I think all three of those teams have made improvements from last season. It's easy to just write them all off, but I think the Falcons are going to be better. I really do. I think the Saints, a lot of turnover, but Jameis is healthy. They got more talent. So, you know, it's very easy for everyone around the league. I'm hearing a lot of obviously Tampa, you're always going to have that bias. We have Tom Brady, but even the national pundits are just being really quick to just write us in there. And I think I think we just need to temper expectations a little bit. We have a lot of turnover. We lost a lot of contributing players, and I'm still a little skeptical about touchdown Tom. You know, that whole thing about retiring and wanting to go to the Dolphins with Sean Payton and all that. I think there are legitimate questions about where his interest is. He recorded that whole man, you know, that ESPN documentary or whatever it is. It's, you know,
here's what I'm looking forward to. And Scott, you know, you and I remember this about people retiring and unretiring. Peyton Manning, you know, he had that great year in Denver, unbelievable year. And then the next year he fell off.
But they still won the Super Bowl.
Yep. Does Tom Brady have a fall off year this year? That's the question. I mean, 43 touchdowns last year. That's very impressive. I have to give it to the man. Is he going to do it this year the same? Or does he drop off to 33 like Peyton did? We'll see.
Guys, we saw a chink in the armor last year. He threw a lot of passes low last year, a lot. He short-armed a lot of passes. So you did see a chink in the armor. But the thing is, he's so good that a chink in his armor is still great.
That's the truth. You know, maybe he goes from top five to top 12.
But here's the thing. He's been so good for so long. If he goes from top five to top eight, it's a huge drop-off that we think. But it really –
I think if he regresses at all, too, you have to combine that with the fact that we lost Marpet.
Sure.
Godwin is not starting the season 100%. No Gronk. I know AB, I know, but still was a huge contributor for when he – you know. So
guys, you got a lot of young receivers that showed they could play at the end of last year.
That's true.
You got a lot of guys that showed they can play. You know,
Who comes to mind when you say that? And what do you think they did to prove to Tom? Because we know Tom doesn't trust the young guys.
He started to at the end of last year. He had no choice. He had no choice. And the fact in this, yes, Gronk is his man. But there is no doubt, and he said it the other day, Cameron Brate. And he even said it the other day, is a phenomenal tight end, and he is not worried about missing a beat. And he doesn't throw compliments out just to do
it.
No,
he doesn't.
He has extreme confidence in Cameron Brate. And you've drafted some new guys. I think the thing with the Bucs and this whole Brady saying he retired and this and that, we're underestimating the schism that was between Brady, Arians, and Leftwich.
Yeah.
That was a bigger deal than played out. And kudos to the Bucs for keeping it under wraps. But there was no way Tom Brady was playing again for the Bucs if Arians was the head coach. No way how.
Unless they could have worked it out differently, but I don't think Bruce would have caved in. I agree with you, Scott, 100%. Now, that being said, okay, let me ask you this, Scott. Put this question on you. Brady finishes out this year healthy, looking good, doesn't have a, you know, a Fran Tarkenton freak injury later on in his career to where he was pretty much done, scrambling Fran. And does he come back to the Bucs or does he go elsewhere if he wants to play one more
year? He will never play with another team.
Oh, really?
If he leaves the Bucs, he will be making his millions and millions in broadcasting. And as a matter of fact, I'm not so sure, and I think someone should look at that deal. Can he go to another team? What does his broadcasting contract say?
He starts when he starts.
Right. Well, yeah. Right. But you understand what I'm saying.
It's open-ended. I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's going.
If Brady doesn't win it this year...
What? Okay, let's talk a freaky one. As Josh brought up the Miami Dolphins. Tua, you know, turns into Hawaiian sweet roll bread. Okay? Period. End of sentence. That's my prediction. God bless. Okay? He's not... I mean, we had a shot at Herbert down there. A lot of Miami fans here in Tampa because that's the only football team we had for a lot of years. Okay? Till the Bucs came in 76. And I'm sorry, he can't hit these guys. He just can't. And prove me wrong, Tua. Please prove me wrong. We could have had Herbert, though. Boy, would I love to have him. I'm telling you, as soon as they drafted him, I said, what are we not doing here? Herbert's the answer.
Miami have the other pieces?
Yes, now they do. Oh, God, yes. That's my point, Scott. That's why Brady going down there next year?
With Sean Payton.
Oh, couldn't that possibly slow
hustle? With Sean Payton.
Couldn't that slow hustle its way
if
in?
Brady,
I mean, again, this whole,
if
ahead.
He has the same fall off that we all saw last year,
that's
this
true.
Year, even the same bit.
Coming from Miami as a Dolphins fan, the fan base and everything would be more fired up than they have been since Marino retired. Yes or no?
Yes.
Regardless of how he plays.
Yes.
It does not matter.
Yes.
Yes. You would. I'm not talking, are you
He's
selling
not talking
tickets?
Just like Tebow should have went to the Jacksonville Jaguars to sell tickets, but they didn't take a shot
I'm
on
I'm not talking selling tickets. I'm talking you absolutely saw Tom Brady cost us he stopped some of our drives last year. We're not used to seeing him throw a ball in the dirt. We're not used to seeing him overthrow like he was throwing. You saw that happening. Again, age doesn't go backwards.
What would have been real interesting is that the defense would have played decent the last game of the year that they lost. And I don't want to take anything away from Stafford because the kid is a gamer too. Don't knock him out of the box. And they all get paid. People always forget that. But let's just suppose the Bucs would have went to the next game. Would they won it or not? I don't know. I think it would have been a heck of a play in your home park.
I think the defense played fine. I think the coaching blew it.
Wow. Okay.
You don't call what that coach called in overtime.
Well, yeah. Prevents you from winning a lot of times.
They scored how many? The Rams were lighting us up.
You still don't. That was a bad – that coaching call cost us a game. I don't blame that on the player.
No, I'm with you.
You don't have a strong safety being your last line of defense on a receiver like that.
Agreed, if you believe that the entire game was determined on that one play. I think that's
– No, but you can't – when you're in overtime, coaching is what
agreed.
Wins and loses games.
But I think, again, if that game were to be played 10 times out of 10 – I think Rams beat us 6 out of 10 times.
Yeah, they were
like
better.
They were just better.
They just like, unfortunately, the Colorado Avalanche.
Yes.
We're a hair better than the Lightning.
110%.
Yeah, you still can't call a defense that puts your strong safety.
Oh, no,
agreed.
No,
there's no denial.
Just saying on a percentage basis, if you used Madden, being cute here, with Nintendo or Xbox, whatever you want to call it, okay, and you match it up, the Lightning
the
probably
simulations,
went,
yeah.
Yeah, simulations.
The Rams, yeah.
Well, the Rams.
And the Avs.
Guess what? They beat us, unfortunately, probably 7-3.
Yeah.
6-4. It just is what it is.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Those coaches, those play calls are the same ones that got us there. If we start second-guessing, you know, every single play and all that sort of stuff, maybe we don't make it there at all.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. That's true. That's true.
I'd like to see how many times he made a call like that. That was just that you don't. That wasn't even.
Well, you get
that was
scared.
A mistake.
Well, you get scared, man, and you start doing things like that. They should have put the pressure on Stafford. That could have made the difference, to say the least. We're going to take a quick time out here, have some messages for you. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. Join in the discussion. Tell us what you think. We'll be right back here on the Sports Zone, AM 860.
Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Did you know that as much as 50% of your home's cooling energy is lost through its windows? Cellular shades, available at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are the most energy-efficient window coverings available. Innovative cellular construction traps air in micro pockets, keeping heat out and lowering your power bill. Get yours at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, offering cellular shades in a variety of American-made brands. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event! Aye,
sir! Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
AM 860. The Answer.
Odyssey.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, welcome back into the Sports Zone. Thanks for listening to us all the way down from Port Charlotte to Crystal River out to Lakeland. We appreciate you tuning in. Check us out on the Facebook page, The Sports Zone. In the studio with me, Scott Levinson, running for District 1 County Commissioner. And need a new breath of fresh air in there, Scott. So we're rooting you on and counting on you. And, you know, thanks for coming on the show, as always. How's everything going for you, Scott?
It is going good right now. You know, we're sort of in the bullpen right now. You've got primaries coming up, and knock on wood, I don't have one.
Right on.
So we're just getting out. Meeting people, say, you know.
So nobody's running up against Harry on the Democrat side, are they?
Just their foolishness of thinking everyone in Hillsborough County wants to pay more taxes.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute, talking about taxes and stadiums. The Chicago Bears, Arlington, Illinois. I don't think that's going to happen, is it, Mr. Ken? Our Chicago producer. Would that be a problem? Would we call them the Arlington Bears?
Probably in the end, you would have to, because they've played that game before where they threatened to sue if you use the word Chicago.
There you go.
So you would be the Arlington Bears, the Arlington, Illinois Bears. But the latest, the one I love now is they want to put a dome on the Soldier Field.
Amen to that, brother. I've been saying all stadiums should be domed. You don't like that? 10?
Well, it's always looked kind of like a spaceship without a top. Nope. So let's put the top on it.
Good. Call it the Spaceship of Illinois, and I don't have to worry about going up there in December from a Southern team and having to play in 20-degree weather.
Exactly. So put the dome on.
Amen.
I'm with you there, but I don't like this Arlington Heights thing.
No, I don't either. Put the dome on. You know, they're talking. They hit the taxpayers a few years ago with that, Ken, Scott, and they stepped up to the pump. If they were to put a dome on and do renovations, it'd probably be about $1 billion. You know, and
the people, so what? They make it.
They make it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but they still want to hit the taxpayer of Illinois for half of it.
And the taxpayer of Illinois will give them half of it in the end. To keep the Bears there? Sure.
See, you don't like that, do you, Scott?
Nope.
Well.
Nope.
They always have. They always will.
Yeah. Nope. I don't understand why a sports team has any more clout than Joshua's Clothes Bros, or
right.
I understand, you know, people in the city get excited, and I understand, but there comes a time where you got to stop.
You're right.
You got to stop. People, we can't find people affordable living, and we're going to give billionaires billions. It doesn't, I'm sorry, it's just got to stop.
I do want the Rays over here bad, though, man. I think it could make a difference. Get, you know, what we talked about, it. We got to get the Seminole Hard Rock group on board, put it at the fairgrounds, turn it into something special, and make it affordable to stay in your hotel, too. That gets a little silly.
I got an idea.
Go ahead.
How about get rid of the people that have been sitting here for 20 years trying to figure this out because they want to make their special deals so they can make their money on the land and property and put some impartial people in there to negotiate these deals instead of the lobbyists and your elected officials?
Ooh, so you're saying we need a little overhaul with our Hillsborough County government.
I'm saying take government out of it, appoint a committee, and let them do the negotiating.
Ooh, I like that idea. That could work, man.
You know, when we go to get a Super Bowl, what do? We form a committee. We pick someone to run it, and you bring people from all different businesses and involve them. Right now, we got commissioners negotiating deals and the mayor of Tampa. I feel comfortable.
Are you saying that they're disingenuous? You wouldn't say that, would you?
I'm saying that
there's a little hokey doke going on.
I'm saying that they're extremely disingenuous.
Oh my!
Follow the money. Follow the money.
Yeah, it's got to stop, man. I'm tired of being fleeced, and I can't believe more people aren't. Josh, your group, you know, your age group, I should say, my man, you know, 20s, 30s, aren't you guys fed up with having the wool pull over your eyes?
Oh yeah, and I think people are starting to pay more attention as they get older, but you know, that I think a lot of people swing back and forth. You know, we talk about it all the time. We still do live in the greatest country in the world.
Amen. Yes.
Of course, we all want to improve things, and
we
some
should.
Of us have different views on how to improve things and what those solutions are. And I think that is where we wind up just never getting anywhere, because we all agree we need to do something, but we kind of wind up bickering about the details on this and that and how to actually enact it. But you know, that it's kind of that pendulum swinging back and forth between feeling angry and upset, and like you said, having the wool pulled over your heads, but also, you know, able to come in, talk sports on the radio, watch
sure.
a tennis match, hang
drink
out,
a beer,
drink
yeah.
beer, have a great time. So you know, that's oops. Where as you have that drive and that passion and that fire to make a change and make a difference,
yeah.
it's also a pretty great life we live.
Let me ask you a question.
Go for it,
in
Scott.
A corporation.
Yes.
If a corporation loses money and makes bad decisions, what usually happens?
They go out of business.
Or the guy running it or woman running it.
Oh, the CEO gets fired.
Gets fired.
Or they get bailed out by.
Or well.
Golden parachute.
Well,
yeah.
but you know, if a coach.
True.
They get fired.
Yes.
If their team's not performing.
Well, the sad part is you got one guy making that decision. We need 100,000 votes to throw somebody out. That's the difference, Scott.
Well,
unfortunately.
And also sports are measured by wins and losses.
Well, unfortunately.
So maybe that's what we need to do. We need to come up with a scoreboard for
it
politics.
Is.
We need to figure out.
There's one out there, but then everybody spins it.
It is.
But that's the thing when you said right there. If we all root for the Bucks, It's very easy to see if the Bucks scored more points than the other team. With these politicians, what some people think are good, what some people think are bad, and it's this, there, you know, it's always...
Because people, and even in sports, people sit here, we watch the talking heads, and they're not informed. You know, everyone, same thing in politics here in the county. Everyone complains about, oh, my God, the roads are horrible, the roads are horrible. Yeah. You want to know why? Because no one takes that next step to look. Maybe if people realize we bring in $7.4 billion a year and we only spend $425,000 on our roads, where's your priorities?
Thank you.
We would fire someone that running a hospital,
oh,
that did, or running a McDonald's. But here, what we do is we go out and we reelect them because they have the money to go out, as Joshua just said, and make it seem like everything is Humpty Dumpty.
Well, it's so true, man. It's just everything, you know, a lot of blowhards. Hey, Josh, speaking about blowhards, okay, give me an update on the tennis match here.
Mr. Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, the mouth.
Got a little flustered there in the third. He got broken. So Djokovic is looking to win the final set here, and that would put him, because remember, he's in a three-way tie with Federer and Nadal for the most majors of all time. And he did not get vaccinated very publicly. And so this is what, there's going to be certain majors that he cannot compete in. So it's very, very, very important for him to win the ones that he does. So this has a lot of historical implications on the line for Mr. Djokovic.
Again, here we go with he can't play in certain majors because he didn't get vaccinated, even though we now know the vaccination doesn't stop you from getting it or stop anyone else from getting it. But we're still going to play the game, so he can't play.
Well, he could maybe if he... It would have not made it as worse if he got the vaccination, Scott.
Oh, okay.
Or he wouldn't have given it to somebody else as bad. Can we play? Can we spin it that way? I think it has a chance.
You could. You could.
Mm-hmm. Too much spinning. Not enough straight. Oh. Ooh, I didn't say there.
That was beautiful.
Oh, just saying. Just saying.
I'll play devil's advocate here. My only rebuttal to that will be that people wear seatbelts and still die from car accidents, too. But we should still wear seatbelts, right?
Well, when you know the percentage of life saved by it is tremendous, yeah, the vaccination, the percentages don't bear it out. Here's the other thing, okay? You wear the seatbelt, the accident isn't going to be as severe, a.k.a. the insurance rates aren't going to be as high, a.k.a. the hospital bill's not going to be as high. So that stops a lot of it. You want to play that game, Josh? That's a great question, a great point. You want to wear, let me say this, Josh, then I'll let you chime in. You want to not wear a helmet, ride a motorcycle? No problem, brother. You pay the medical bills. You better have the insurance covered. You don't wear a seatbelt? God bless you. You better have the money to pay the bills. With freedom comes a price, baby. And that's the price on those two issues. But we won't do it because we're too, well, you know, the well, you know. No, I don't know. I know it's a joke. That's what I know. You don't abide by rules. There's ramifications.
Just like Djokovic not being able to play because he didn't get the jab.
Mm. Yeah, I guess other countries don't have the same freedoms we do in this great country. God bless America, brother. That's what it's all about. Hey, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Sports Zone. We got some messages for you, a little news. Hang in there with us. Folks going into church, God bless you. Folks coming out of church, you know. Stay tuned to us, and we'll have some fun talking sports, and we'll also take your calls at 877-969-8600. The Sports Zone. Be right back.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. 2 days after the assassination of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, exit polls for today's parliamentary elections show Abe's governing party certain to win a major victory. The voting came as Japanese citizens are still reeling from the shock of Friday's murder and amid questions that are being raised about whether security was adequate for the former prime minister. Secretary of State Blinken will travel to Tokyo tomorrow, where he will pay his respects to the former Japanese leader. Firefighters continue to battle a wildfire in Yosemite National Park. They're trying to protect an iconic grove of some 500 sequoia trees. 15 people were killed in a mass shooting in Johannesburg's Soweto Township last night in a tavern. Several other people critically wounded. This is SRN News.
Odyssey.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Any student around the world can sign up for PACT's online training program and learn how to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the one-hour course today. With PACT, we declare not one more victim.
Here is your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
A morning thunder shower in parts of the area. Otherwise, partly sunny today with a high 91. A moonlit sky tonight with a low 81. Partial sunshine tomorrow with widely separated thunderstorms and a high of 92. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Gregory Patrick for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Highland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Appreciate you tuning in to AM 860 The Answer and the Sports Zone. Appreciate all our listeners. Appreciate you listening to Salem Communications, great network. Got a few friends out there, have some sideline radio stations, IRN, Mike Peter. Appreciate you putting us on, and Keith Winslow putting us on WVET for the vets out there. Appreciate you, my man. So Josh, we're talking a little bit about tennis. If he can win it, it's going to be historical. He's a great player. You know, he has a good sense of humor, too. I like him. He's funny. At first, he was very stiff, and then he opened up. Federer, Rafi. You know, they're all three good guys. They're just competitive as
heck. You know, what's interesting is you kind of see that across multiple sports. I was just thinking about how my generation has been so blessed to see arguably the greatest of all, multiple GOATs across various sports. We've seen LeBron. We've seen Brady. We've seen Djokovic. For art, like, we've seen really, really incredible, amazing people. But we've seen Tiger, as he's gotten older, open up a little bit more, show some more personality. We've seen Brady open up a little bit more, show a little bit more personality. It is kind of interesting to see as these guys get older, get a little more comfortable in their own skin and start focusing on things maybe a little outside of the game and not everything is super duper. Even Kobe, he started to lighten up and open up a little bit. And so there's something to be said for these. Just,
you know what I liked about Kobe more than those other guys you mentioned, though? He was always straight about it. He would always tell it like it is. These other guys would try to sugarcoat and everything. Because, hey, Kobe, why aren't you happy? It's not that I'm not happy, friend. We're up 2-0. We still have to win two more games, man. Instead of playing, well, you know, we have to do this and that. He just, boom, right at you. Not Tommy Boy, okay? Not LeBron. You know, these guys just don't, I don't get it, man. I don't like playing, you don't have to play CEO. I think it hurts you more than helps you, in my humble opinion. And if social media wants to stick you, guess what? More people like me are out there going to take your side.
But that's the part you just nailed right there. Everyone is their own brand these days. LeBron is going to become a billionaire. I think he already is a billionaire. Yeah. Brady has the TB12, that whole thing. That's an entire brand. All these guys, you know, it goes back to MJ. And, you know, the quote was somewhat falsely attributed.
Don't say stupid things to hurt your brand, but don't be fake either. You don't have to be that.
But
way,
that,
Josh.
You know, in corporate America these days, you're trying to pad that bottom line. It's like MJ said, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Right.
And so everyone.
Well, that's why you don't have to knock any party. You don't have to knock any, you know, segment of our population.
But you don't have to fake it either. Sure, but everyone has a bias, and so it's sometimes it's. But I think these guys are making calculated decisions to not say something rather than comment on it and risk alienating a certain part of the population. Mm-hmm. But even you see it in basketball a lot, where guys that are resting, hurt, or whatever, they're wearing a hat with their initials, their own branding, logo, their own thing on it. And that's where. Yeah, everyone is. They're announcing their own new contracts and new deals.
I don't have a problem with that. Just like golfers, you know, can wear their sponsors on their, you know, that. I mean, it's funny you brought that up. I wouldn't be surprised down the road. I want Scott's opinion on this one. Do you see the NFL ever having, like, patches like the golfers do on their polos?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, on their shoulders, something like that. Yeah, I mean, they name the stadiums. They do all, you know.
What's your thoughts about it?
I don't have a problem with that.
Josh, do you have a problem with it? It's weird, though. It would be weird.
Soccer does it.
That's right. They
You know, soccer does it. I mean, let's look at the originator of it. You know, Joshua wasn't born yet, but let's go back to Abe's bail bonds, baby. Chico's bail bonds,
but that's Little League. They've been doing that forever.
Chico's bail bonds with the Bad News Bears, the most famous sponsor of all.
We have a caller on the line, Ken? Is that what I'm understanding?
Okay. Yeah, we got Robbie out there, I think.
Okay.
Let's see
of course. What's a show without Robbie?
Where'd Robbie go?
Robbie, are you there, young man?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go.
I was wondering what you guys think about the women's soccer coming to the Tampa Bay area and the possibility of the Cincinnati Reds sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays.
Would have never thought that. That was a crazy game Friday night, losing the game on a balk. Women's soccer coming here? Hey, the more the merrier, man. Another sporting event to enjoy and, you know, have fun with. So it's all good. And you take care, Robbie. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
You got it.
See you, Robbie.
It's funny, you know, the Yankees falter a little bit, and then we falter. We have a shot to gain, and we don't. I don't get it. Josh, do you think the Rays are going to make that final wild card spot?
It's not looking great. I mean, as always with us, the trade deadline is going to be pretty key. Are we going to make a move to add a bat, or are we just going to kind of stick with what we've got? We look lifeless. We there's been way too many games where we're just simply not putting up enough runs. So
we better get hot after the All-Star break coming up here.
Yeah, you know. It's gonna be interesting. For what it's worth, number fire the FanDuel, we've got the Rays 64.2% chance of making the playoffs right now. So
wow, I'm surprised it's that high. I was gonna say 50-50.
They have us and the Red Sox both.
If it was between us and the Red Sox, who would you go with?
Just head up. Mano. I think Boston has more talent than we do.
I know.
Yeah. And you got, and I think they're going to add a piece at the deadline, too. They're typically going to be a buyer. But, you know, it's a bummer for us because we have to play in this tough division. But, golly, imagine being a Baltimore Orioles fan. Like, Baltimore has some nice young talent stuff. You got to deal with this, you know, Toronto growing into a strong team, this Yankees juggernaut and the Red Sox.
That just goes to a point that we should have non-divisions, baby. I've always said that, always will. I think it's a joke. And we all know why they do it, but it kills. Sports was started to have fair competition, and it's changed, hasn't it, Scott? I mean, really, they don't really care about fair competition anymore. Am I wrong to say that? I know during the Shula, Chuck Noll era, Tom Landry, they would meet every year saying, what makes sense, what doesn't? We need to change this rule. We need to tweak it. We need to be fair to all 30 teams back in the day. It's not that way anymore, is it?
No.
It's sad. I don't like it.
We're fair to who sells. There's just no. You saw the Lightning. People are excited all year long.
Yes.
The Bucks. People are excited all year long.
You've got to acknowledge the fact that we're going for a three-peat.
No. I'm not saying that. Don't see it. There is no excitement in this town for the Rays.
Not as much. But, again, I think if they were – you don't think it would really change if they were down at the Florida State Fairground?
No.
I tell you why I think you're wrong, Scott. Okay. We can agree to disagree on this, and this is why. I think you'd bring more population going to the games that would change it. I'm not saying drastic. Don't get me wrong. I'm not totally thinking you're – out there in left field, no pun intended, but I'd venture to say I'd be willing to make a wager on FanDuel or up in Biloxi, Mississippi, which we should have here in Florida, anyway, that there'd be a 20% bump in attendance. There'd be a 20% bump in increase of rooting them on. I really do.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
Youth sports.
Yes.
What sport is declining right now?
Baseball.
Youth sports.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Yep.
If you go around to little leagues, even though there's not many little leagues left because of travel ball and all
correct.
That.
You're right.
Even in this area, find me how many Rays, little league Rays teams there are. You don't even see that a lot.
Yeah, no, you do. You do. You have to have different teams, Scott.
Right,
but
you know as well as I, the way baseball has changed now, these are all, a lot of it's become travel ball and all that. They don't even, they make up their own names now.
You're right.
Baseball in this area is nowhere. I'm telling you, baseball was more popular here before the Rays came.
You're correct.
Oh, well, that's true across the entire country. Baseball has gone down in popularity. There is no question
about
that.
More than that, the star athletes that we used to have come out of Tampa Bay for baseball isn't the same because
correct.
Of the population going down.
Even stars in baseball, again, we've talked about this before, Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Byron Buxton, like the best players in the game could be sitting in here with us right now, and we'd be like, who's that? Like, who's that guy? You know, like, there's no face recognition. There's no about. There's just people don't know who these people are.
I'm sure it's regional, but I just don't see
naturally.
The excitement.
I'm saying if there was a Subway commercial with Steph Curry, Tom Brady, and then
Mike Trout,
people wouldn't be like, who's that third guy?
No.
Is he a hockey player? Is he a baseball player?
But
what
look
does he
at
do?
The cars driving around town. They got Butts flags on the windows. They got Lightning flags on the windows. You don't see a lot of Rays things.
No, you're right. But regionally, we need to work on that. And
yes,
but
it would be better there because you could bring in Orlando.
Yes.
You can,
yeah, 110%. But the winning matters, too. When we made the World Series a couple years ago, you did see that. Like, I was going to the bars. We were watching the games. There was definitely – any World Series, any title run is going to do that.
Because everybody's a bandwagoner in some form or fashion.
But you're
not
going to
no
sell
I'm just saying, comparing
the tickets
it to,
all year long.
No, but comparing it to a Lightning team where we've
too
made
–
we've made how many Stanley Cups in the past 10 years? We've won to, you know, there's that aspect. And then the Bucks, we have Tom Brady. We just had a Super Bowl team. And there's, you know, there's a lot to be. Look, I think it's fascinating. You make the argument that we're more of a hockey town than we are a football town, even though we have Tom Brady and we have, like, the enthusiasm that you just saw in that Stanley Cup run was more vibrant than a lot of time you see when it comes. It's
I'll tell you what.
I think that's a more interesting conversation than baseball.
Well, let's talk about that. You're saying we're more of a hockey town than a football fan. Let's go back to your statement you made. If I put Tom Brady here locally on a commercial for ABC, whatever, okay, and you had Tom Brady and you had the great goalie, okay, do you think
people— Stamkos, whoever.
Stamkos, whoever. Do you think people are going, yeah, that's Stamkos? Are they quite, they're not sure.
No, here in Tampa?
They know Stamkos.
People know.
No, they know Stamkos. Okay.
For sure. And okay. Which is interesting because—
You're telling me more people would know Stamkos than Brady?
Not more, but everyone would know. If you're a sports fan, you know Stamkos.
No, if you're not a sports, if you just live in Tampa and you're around
the
area.
You know Stamkos.
Absolutely.
You see him on billboards, you see him everywhere.
Because that's not even a fair argument. We're not even comparing apples to oranges.
Let's get 100 sports fans that love all sports.
But Tom Brady's not fair.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Do Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, beautiful.
Local guys.
Mike Evans versus, boy, I think you made my argument better. Mike Evans would still be known more widely than Stamkos.
Ah.
Yeah.
On a national level.
National.
You said grab 100 random sports fans.
Random sports fans here in Tampa. You're right, regionally wise. And
I think Stamkos.
Let me get my point. You got 100 sports fans, okay? You answer and then Scott will answer. And you said, what's your number one favorite sport to those 100 sports fans out there? I'm saying 80 say football's number one and 20 say hockey.
Agree with, I don't know about 80-20, but I agree. But my counter would be, what would you rather watch live? What game would you rather go to live? And I think people would say hockey. Because there's too much stopping and breaks and slowness when it comes to football. The whole touchdown commercial, kickoff commercial, touchdown commercial, extra point commercial, kickoff commercial. That aspect to me, because again, it's a lot of being out on the town. Look, those watch parties that for
I'll
the
tell
Lightning.
You why I'm going to disagree with you in this realm, okay? Because football's easier to follow than hockey. More people know about football and can talk more intelligently about football than hockey. So I think that's going to be your differential. And last but not least, December, 70 degrees outside, and going to watch a Buck game, and they have a shot at the playoffs. I'll give you that kudos. Or going to watch the Lightning in December. Well, that's not a fair in March, and they're going to go to the playoffs. I'm telling you, I'd rather enjoy watching the football game.
I went to that Rams game. Like, I was fortunate enough to be able to go to, I think, both of the playoff games. I think there was more enthusiasm and excitement when the Lightning had their play, you know, facing the Maple Leafs in the first round, sweeping the Panthers.
You're in a tighter space. Yeah.
It's a little different, but
you're indoor. I don't know.
I
know is it's not baseball.
Yeah, I know.
I got a buddy who's listening right now, and he just said, going off of your thing, out of the 100 random Tampa residents, do you think they own a Stamkos jersey, an Ooh. Evans jersey, or both?
Stamkos.
Ooh.
He said Brady, but again, I don't think Brady's fair because Brady's a global international icon.
That's true. Yeah, no, that would be tough.
Brady doesn't do a lot of Tampa commercials and stuff.
Mike Evans made a big mistake a few years ago. That's why there's not as much, so that's not a fair. Let's say if Gronk was still here and Gronk played more years, okay, and was still playing this year, there'd be more Gronk than Stam.
But Gronk's he's a national. Yeah,
okay.
I picked Evans because he's a homegrown dude. I guess you could say Levante David. You could pick one of the, you know.
You'd see that. You'd see that.
Yeah,
but I think you see more Lightning gear. I do.
I think there's more football fans here in Hillsborough County than there are hockey fans. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel about it. So they're going to be more likely to buy a jersey. We're going to take a quick time out here on the Sports Zone. Got some messages for you. We'll finish up the show and have some fun. And we'll still take your calls at 877-969-8600. Hang in there with us.
Folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, "Dad, you gotta get help."
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net. and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in there with us. It's 11:53 on Sunday morning, July the 9th, 2022. And we appreciate you tuning in to us and checking us out. Be safe out there on the roads. Scattered showers all over makes it a little slick out there. So give everybody another car length and go the speed limit. Don't go over it. So just be safe out there. We're talking a little bit about the Tampa Bay area and fan support and what fans like. And Josh and I on the break were making a point that, the younger generation is liking hockey more than football, where Scott and I, older generation, love football because that was here first. And, you know, if the Lightning are rocking and rolling and Tampa Bay's rocking and rolling, it's going to be a dead heat. The difference I made is if the Bucks are going to go 9-8, you're going to see people at the Bucks game still. If the Lightning are 41-41, you're probably not going to see as many fans there. Now you will, but down the road, if they have a losing streak of any magnitude, where with football, I just think that's always going to be the king.
And that's certainly fair. I think there's that little 10-year run where the Lightning, you know, we won another and we were doing well there, while the Bucks were just toiling around with Josh McCown and Josh Freeman and all the, you know, those 20 years between playoff wins. Yeah. While the Lightning were established.
Back then, I bet you wanted to change your name. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, this guy next to me was a huge Josh Freeman. He was very bullish. Oh, on,
I still am.
Yeah.
I still
you
am.
Still are to this day. If I you still. Just, if you just cut out the drugs.
Guys, well, that's the problem. But when we look, when he first got here.
You still believe in Johnny Manziel, too?
No. When, never. When he first got here.
Yes.
Okay, yes, drugs got to him. But before that, do not tell me that guy wasn't a everything.
He was a great athlete, Scott. I don't know if he ever had it between the ears for the NFL level, right, Josh?
Well, obviously with the drugs, it's obvious.
Even before the drugs, bro. Even before that,
he got put into a worse. If he had a more authoritarian figure as a head coach and not a Raheem Morris,
thank you. That didn't help.
Maybe
at best, but. There you go. It's a lot of the NFL is system. You have to have the ability.
He just threw a
beautiful ball. He was a strong kid. He could run. I mean, really, Jameis is very much like that. But I think Jameis has more of a football mentality than Josh.
Jameis, if you listen.
Mentality, yes. But I still think Freeman is a package.
Have the mentality, man. That's half of it in the NFL, man.
Do you remember that Monday night game for the Dolphins when they rolled Freeman out there? They like picked him up in the middle of the season. It was one of the worst performances.
The Vikings too did ever. That to him. Don't do that to somebody. Yeah. You can't just go out there and play. I don't care who you are. You really can't. I mean, look at Brett Favre struggled at times with teams that he just got thrown on to. So that tells you something right there, Josh. I couldn't agree with you more. So, who's going to win this Wimbledon, man?
It's looking like we're going to head into a tiebreak, which you got to think Djokovic is going to be able to take care of Nick in that situation. But, yeah, Kyrgios is arguably the best player in the world on grass. You know, we're talking about this is a great full circle conversation.
Sure.
Keeping it on and level between the ears and everything.
Correct.
You know, when he's not letting his emotions get the best of him. And there's something to be made, argument to be made that his emotions help him reach that next level. That there's an aspect of that that fires him up and gets him there. Because there's a lot of time with these guys, they look disinterested. If they know they're better, they know it's a smaller match, something like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, this Wimbledon final, they're as interested as they can get. But there, it can play to your advantage sometimes. Tom Brady, you see him get fired up on the sidelines.
Sometimes you need something to rile you up and wake you up, as long as you don't let it go to that next level to burn you down.
You got
to
know how to control it.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, it's time to get busy. Let's go. And I'll give Brady credit for that.
Let's effing go, in Brady's terms.
Yeah, there you go, Tommy boy. it's just fine. It's a good segue to emotions. You know, when it comes to political situations, Scott, you always keep your emotions in check. You're passionate about it because you do care about the public and the people that are paying the taxes, and they should get the best from their representation. And I don't think they're getting that from our Hillsborough County conglomerate right now, and that's why you ran. People don't realize that. You didn't run that for ego.
No.
You know, you ran to make a difference, to make a change. And the other thing is, and I don't want to misspeak for you, but you're going to go when you win in November, you're going to do your 4 years. It'll be a 4-year stint this time. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you could run for another 4-year stint. And depending on how things work out, you'll do it. Or you might call it a career in politics, right? It's going to be.
I believe everyone should take their turn.
Right. Absolutely.
I really believe everyone should take their turn. Yeah. I believe that's the way this country was set up. Our politicians are not celebrities. And unfortunately, the politicians we have right now running our county, none of them even know what it's like to sign the front of a check. You can't work that way.
No, you can't.
Require it, just like jury duty.
Amen, brother. I like that
I'm
idea.
Down with that.
But
and it should be volunteer. These salaries that some of these politicians are getting paid is a joke.
How about we just make it the
average? I'm running for an office, and I'll say it here on the radio. I'll do it for free. I'll do it as a volunteer. I will donate the money.
Amen, Scott.
Who else will join me?
Amen, brother. God bless you for that. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in here to AM860 The Answer. Tune in next week at this great time, 11-12 on Salem Communications, Tampa.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.